We hear the lesson from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. It is my honor to welcome you, parents, faculty and staff, alumni, friends, and especially you, students, including Bethany's 100th incoming class, to Bethany as we open our 2026-27th academic year, our 100th year in providing Christian higher education. Students, I want you to know it is a great time to be here at Bethany. You're blessed to get to live and learn on this campus. You're going to be surrounded by a very talented and diverse student body. That means that at Bethany, you will find your people. And it also means that we're small enough that you will have many opportunities to shine. You're going to be supported and mentored by this wonderful faculty and staff that we have here at Bethany. And you're going to be backed up by an army of alumni and supporters who are praying for you and are financially supporting you. How blessed. But perhaps our greatest blessing this year, it's the only time we can ever say this, you're at Bethany during its 100th year. Imagine this. The forefathers who envisioned and were praying for Bethany 100 years ago were planning for this campus right here. This place in Mankato for you. Can you believe that? In June of 1927, the founders of our church body, that's the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, they are the owners and operators of Bethany. They voted to buy this campus, this one, the one that you're on right now. Why? So that they and their students and that you and the generations to follow you would have a place to gather like we're doing right now, a place to rally around, a place where you can be equipped for a productive life, and most importantly, a place where you can be engaged with what we say is the most important thing for your lives, to know about Jesus, who is our Savior from sin. In a nutshell, that is the mission of Bethany, to provide Christ-centered higher education. And it's symbolized in this seal, this medallion that I'm wearing. And it's kind of weighty, and it's ornate, and it's unique. But in the center of the medallion is the seal of Bethany, and at the very heart of it is an inscription in Greek, "One thing is needful." That's Jesus, and that's what we're here to provide you every single day. And the other unique thing about this thing is look at how it's linked, the seal is linked to people. Now, on the chain are, we can't write the name of every single faculty or staff member over 100 years, but on it are the names of the 10 presidents who have upheld or safeguarded that mission for the college. And each president is supported by his faculty and staff who day by day week by week, year by year, are with you, supporting you, upholding you, guiding and mentoring you on this mission. That's why it's endured for 100 years. And what we're offering you at Bethany is exactly what you need. Now, I know that's true. Here's why. Over the summer, I was reading some studies from Harvard. They have really been into studying you, your generation, Generation Z. And there's been a number of studies in the last couple of years about your generation. And I came across one that I found kind of alarming and at the same time very interesting, because I'll get to why in just a moment. But two alarming things it said. It said that 60% of your generation doesn't feel purpose, meaning, or direction in your life. It said almost half of your generation doesn't think they matter. That's not so good. The study said what you want, according to the survey respondents, is meaningful relationships. That means you want people that really listen to you and deeply care about you. You want community. You want your people. You want values, faith, and you want some preparation for life. Well, I got great news for you. That's exactly the answers that you're looking for, are exactly what we offer here at Bethany. What a fit. You see, at Bethany, we carry out two purposes. Yeah, we are going to equip you for where you think you want to go. We make that as a promise. We're going to give you the knowledge you need, the understanding you want, the adaptable skills so that you can go out and be equipped for a productive and fulfilling life. I know that's true, because last year and every year we survey the May graduates each spring, and we ask them, are we doing what we say we want to do? And they say yes. 93% of last May's graduates said, yes, Bethany, you contributed to my personal growth and my sense of priorities for life. Every year, U.S. News ranks us somewhere between number 10 and number 40 in the nation on helping our graduates move up the socioeconomic ladder. Employers consistently tell us that the graduates of Bethany have the skill sets that we're looking for. Cool. And most importantly at Bethany, more than setting you up for this life, we're going to engage you with Jesus, who loves you so much that he laid down his perfect life for you, for your imperfect life, so that by faith in him, your eternal future is secure. Students, you're going to know that at Bethany, you matter. The Bible gives us promises over and over again that we are important to our almighty, ever-loving God. I'll share with you just one. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, God reminds us that you're chosen by him. You're royal. In his eyes, you are holy because of Jesus. He says, you belong. You're my people. You've received my mercy. It doesn't get any better than that. You can have all the confidence and purpose for this life, because through Jesus, the end of your life is already taken care of. It's already secure. So at Bethany, our goal for you is to help you become a compassionate graduate, firmly grounded in Christian faith and teaching, one who reflects Christ in your life, so that you can go out and lead a life with integrity and with character and with unshakable Christian values. We take what we do, students, so seriously that we make this pledge to you. And I hope that you'll take a look at it. You can see it on the wall right next to the dining center as you walk in. It's right on the left side, ceiling to floor. The pledge says that we promise to give you three things. One, the comfort of the gospel. That's that good news of what Jesus has done for each of us. We promise to give you the knowledge of our world as revealed in nature and reflected in Scripture. And we promise that we're not just going to leave you hanging. We're going to give you a personal mentoring relationship in higher education as preparation for a life of purpose and meaning. So, Bethany students, our faculty and staff open our arms to you. We are so glad you're here. You're at the right place. Because here at Bethany, your God-given gifts and talents will be nurtured by our faculty and staff through a liberal arts higher education experience taught from a distinctively Christ-centered perspective. That's exactly what you need. So again, it is a great time to be a Bethany Viking as we enter our 100th year. And it's a great time for all of us to rally our support for the mission and purpose of this beloved college. To our new faculty and staff, your colleagues warmly welcome you. We stand ready to assist you, and we wish you God's richest blessings. And to all, to our faculty and staff, to our alumni and friends, and all who support Bethany, on behalf of my administration and the Board of Regents, thank you for the roles that you're playing on behalf of Bethany. Thank you for your prayers on behalf of Bethany. And thank you for your support in making Bethany a great blessing to our students who are served by it. So amid these very exciting times, may our loving Heavenly Father richly bless us this academic year.